This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Top U.S. intelligence officials are set to brief key members of Congress about what is known and what is not about an alleged Russian plot to pay militants for attacks on Americans and coalition forces in Afghanistan. The White House confirmed that the CIA director and National Security Agency director would meet with members referred to as the Gang of Six on Thursday. That meeting will be the first chance for lawmakers to hear directly from veteran intelligence officials ahead of reports that Russia was offering Taliban-linked militants bounties to target the and kill U.S. and allied troops. Until now, briefings on the allegations have been led by Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe, a former U.S. representative who was sworn in just a little over a month ago with the National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, both of whom have served in their roles less than 1 year. More than 515,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, 128,000 in the U.S. There are now more than 10.6 million confirmed infections globally, more than 2.6 million in the U.S. Federal authorities say that Novartis Pharmaceutical Corporation will pay $678 million to the U.S. government and various states to settle a lawsuit over a sham speaker program to induce doctors and prescribe its products. The settlement was announced Wednesday by the acting Manhattan U.S. Attorney Andrew Stratus. This is VOA News. California Governor Gavin Newsom has ordered bars and indoor operations of restaurants to close for the next 3 weeks in most parts of the state. The Democratic governor's order now comes amid the troubling increase of California coronavirus cases as well as hospitalizations. The order applies to 19 counties with a total of 72% of the state's population. That includes Los Angeles County. The order also applies to the indoor operations of movie theaters, wineries, tasting rooms, family entertainment centers, zoos, and museums. Newsom also closed state beaches in Los Angeles and Ventura counties to mirror local public health and orders. Russians have now paved the way for the president, Vladimir Putin, to stay in power until 2036. In a seven-day vote, which culminated on Wednesday, they overwhelmingly gave their approval for a package of constitutional changes. That's according to initial reports. The 67-year-old former KGB officer has ruled the country for more than two decades as president or prime minister. Now he's won the right to run for two more terms after his current term expires in the year 2024. In a speech on Tuesday, Putin made no mention of how the constitutional changes could affect his own career. He has said that he has yet to decide on his future, but critics say that he will run again. A federal judge in the United States has knocked down a cornerstone border policy for the Trump administration that denies asylum to people who travel through another country to reach the Mexico border without first seeking protection in that country. The judge says that authorities with violated federal rulemaking procedures by not seeking public feedback before putting the policy into effect in July of last year. The immediate impact of the judge's ruling on Tuesday is diminished by a coronavirus pandemic-related measure to quickly expel people who cross the border illegally and block asylum seekers at official crossings. The Democratic-controlled U.S. House of Representatives approved a $1.5 trillion plan Wednesday to rebuild the nation's crumbling infrastructure, pouring hundreds of billions of dollars into projects to fix the roads and bridges, upgrade transit systems, and expand railways. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.